Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me.
Well, I feel good when I eat, apparently, or need to eat, smash burgers with fried slivered onions on it. Oh, my goodness. Folks, it is the 2:30 block on Tuesday, and so we're talking to Chef Adam Pavlak about whatever occurs to us food-related during these segments. Adam, just before the break, you and I were talking about onions, my love of onions, onions on everything. I can't get enough onions. And you asked me about the quintessential fried onion in Wisconsin, and that is the deep-fried Supper Club onion. And Chef Adam, we've been joined by a very special guest, Wisconsin's very own Attorney General Josh Gaul. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask the Attorney General, are you a big fan of the fried onions on the hamburgers?
Ooh, on the burgers, that's a good question. I usually go with, I'm actually a French fries guy, I'll be honest with you. But I, usually if I go onion rings, I want it on the side, but they are good on a burger. It's true.
Yeah, that is a good technique. Chef Adam, I'm going to say thank you to you. We're going to bring you back next week. We're going to dig in more to these great food discussions because I unfortunately am surprised and happy to have the Attorney General here. And I want to ask him a couple of quick questions in advance of the debate tonight. Adam, awesome. Do you mind if I go to the Attorney General, sir?
You go to the Attorney General. I'll get to my smash burgers and we will chat next week.
I can't wait. Thanks so much. That's Chef Adam Pavlak of Egg and Flour that you can find in the Milwaukee neighborhood of the View of the Bay. Thanks so much, Chef Adam. Welcome, Mr. Attorney General. I love doing this because sometimes it's like a box of chocolates. I never know what I'm going to get. And today, I'm so happy to have you join us. There has been so much going on, Josh. An incredible amount of what I'm going to just label as disturbing conduct by Republicans in this state related to elections. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, or maybe just one really big kind of all-encompassing question. Is your office investigating or looking at any of the conduct of the Wausau mayor related to the election drop box, the Dodge County sheriff for these, frankly, bullying emails sent to city clerks that now don't have drop boxes? And last but not least, Representative Tom Tiffany putting out all kinds of lies and misinformation about what are fairly routine errors that are easily corrected and easily checked when we send out absentee ballots to voters. Is your office taking a look at any of that, sir?
Well, first, it's great to be here. Let me say that with respect to specific matters, we don't generally comment on any involvement that the Wisconsin Department of Justice may have. What I can say generally is a few things. First, we take protection of the integrity of our elections incredibly seriously. And the reality is that we have safe and secure elections in Wisconsin. And we know that because our elections have been tested over and over again, whether it was the statewide recount in 2016, the recount of two counties in 2020, the Michael Gableman investigation, which ultimately established nothing of significance, or the attempts to overturn the results, which my administration defended against in 2020. And we won every one of those cases. Consistently, it's been shown that the results reflect the will of the voters. Now, with respect to Representative Tiffany's comments, you know, this is part of a continued effort by him and by a number of other Republicans to sow false distrust in our elections. There was an error made, the clerk reported it, but rather than acknowledging that, Representative Tiffany tried to fan the flames of distrust. One of the Republican state legislators said that we needed to turn the temperature down. So I was glad to see that. But look, the person who is really at the heart of this is Donald Trump. He has promoted conspiracies about not just elections he's lost, but when he lost an Emmy, when he lost the Iowa caucuses, of course, when he lost the 2020 presidential election. He's even claiming that he won the debate that he had with Kamala Harris. And anybody who's seen that debate knows that that's not the case. What it is, you know, Donald Trump has tried relentlessly to project this fundamentally false image about himself, which is that he's a winner and he's strong and he's, you know, willing to have people condemn him. What we saw in the debate with Kamala Harris is that he was not prepared. He took the bait every time, whereas she was presidential. She knew the issues. And now he won't even have another debate with her. So I think she really showed that image that he's trying to project is just not accurate. And the reality is we have safe elections. We will again. And I'm confident that the will of the voters will prevail in November.
I appreciate that, Mr. Attorney General. I mean, in short form, Donald Trump is an unprepared chicken who cannot bear to face the competency, calmness, and conciseness of Vice President Harris. Just this hour, some breaking news, folks, and Mr. Attorney General, I want to get your reaction. Iran has launched a major missile attack on Israel. We have just about 50 seconds left, Mr. Attorney General. When you look at the debate tonight and this new development, what are you looking for these two VP candidates to address very briefly?
Well, we need to see somebody who can be a leader on the international stage. You know, the ongoing war in the Middle East needs to be brought to an end. We need to find a peaceful solution and keep people safe. Kamala Harris has demonstrated the kind of leadership we need to be successful on the international stage. I think we'll see that from Tim Walston as well.
Thank you so very much. That is Mr. Attorney General Josh Call. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. Maggie and the Millionaires are going to talk about what's important to working people in Wisconsin up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.